The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Looks like as of today, the lawfare against President Trump is officially over. A single judge's ruling in Michigan just sent shockwaves through the legal establishment, and it's reverberated all the way down to Georgia, where a corrupt DA had hoped to make a name for herself by finally taking down Trump. But in an ironic twist, she only ended up destroying her own career. Make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video because I'm going to show you precisely why this latest court ruling spells the decisive end of the Democrats' lawfare and Donald Trump's complete legal vindication. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Yesterday, September 9th, Judge Kristen Simmons delivered a ruling that legal experts are calling a devastating blow to the entire fake elector prosecution strategy pursued by the Democrats across the country. In a packed Lansing courtroom, the judge dismissed all charges against 15 Michigan Republicans who had been accused of fraudulently posing as electors in order to sway the election for Donald Trump back in 2020. Now, the crucial detail here that changes everything is that Judge Simmons didn't just dismiss the case on a technicality. She ruled that the prosecution failed to prove criminal intent. So the prosecution was accusing these Republican alternative electors of fraud. And you have to prove that there was an intent in committing fraud, which of course there wasn't. And the judge went further, stating that these individuals were executing their constitutional right to seek redress over what they genuinely believed to be serious irregularities in the election, which of course there were. Now, this ruling that completely vindicates these Republican alternative electors, it's not just about Michigan. It's a ruling that turns out to be utterly catastrophic for the now disgraced Fulton County DA Fannie Willis, precisely because it strikes at the heart of her Georgia RICO case strategy. So Willis has built her entire prosecution around the argument that Trump and his co-defendants illegally conspired to overturn the 2020 election results. So the so-called fake elector scheme is a central pillar of that case. The Georgia indictment charges that the defendants engage in a criminal enterprise to accomplish the illegal goal of allowing Donald J. Trump to seize the presidential office. But if equally so-called fake electors in Michigan were found to be acting fully within their constitutional rights and without criminal intent, how does that square with Willis's theory that similar actions in Georgia constituted racketeering? Well, legal experts are already weighing in, and they are noting the parallels here. The Michigan case centered on 15 Republicans who met at GOP headquarters and signed documents claiming to be the state's duly elected and qualified electors. That is exactly what happened in Georgia, where 16 alternate electors did the exact same thing. But what further underscores how detrimental this is to Fannie Willis's case is the fact that Michigan is not an isolated incident. It's part of a larger pattern, a supposed fake electoral prosecutions just collapsing all across the country. So, for example, in a Nevada court, they dismissed a similar case back in June of 2024. In an Arizona Superior Court judge, he's rendered a similar case there. I mean, it's absolutely in shambles as we speak. And in Wisconsin, again, a similar case that got settled with the defendants facing no criminal charges at all. And so this leaves Georgia. Georgia is literally the last domino standing in these lawfare cases. And to make things even worse, Willis isn't even prosecuting it anymore. Good old Fannie was kicked off the case because of prosecutorial misconduct over her romantic relationship with special prosecutor Nathan Wade. They were both going off on luxury vacations and cruises with the appearance that they were being all those luxuries were being paid for with the money Wade was getting after getting appointed special prosecutor by Fanny. So old Fanny actually believed that rules didn't apply to her, right? Fanny is the epitome of the political class that operates by the maxim, rules for thee, not for me. These people truly believe that they have prerogatives and privileges that are denied to the rest of us. In fact, did you see that crazy hot mic moment with Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping? Right? They're both 72, and they were caught casually talking about living to 150 and maybe forever thanks to organ transplants? You can't make this stuff up. And the irony, however, is that life expectancy for the rest of us is actually going down. But it doesn't have to be that way. And that's where revitalizing our collagen comes in. Collagen is the main structural protein found in skin and other connective tissues, and it's one of the most important building blocks for healthy skin, joints, hair, and nails. But as we age, our natural collagen levels decline. So that's why our good friends over at Brightcore created Revive Collagen, so you can restore and replenish collagen in an easy, convenient powder that mixes right into your favorite drink. No clumps, no bad taste, no hassle. Each serving delivers 5 types of collagen along with hyaluronic acid, biotin, and vitamin C to maximize absorption and results. Gang, both my wife and I drink Revive every single day. We absolutely love it. People are noticing smoother skin, stronger hair and nails, and improved mobility and joint comfort. Many also report a natural boost in energy and overall vitality. I know I do. Revive is all natural, non-GMO, proudly made right here in the good old USA. It's completely dairy-free, gluten-free, and soy-free, so just about anyone can take it. Again, I personally love knowing I'm supporting my joints and appearance in one simple daily step. So if you've been looking for a way to look younger, move easier, and feel better from the inside out, this is it. You can get 25% off your order by going to the link below or go to mybrightcore.com/Turley, or for the best deal, give my friends at Brightcore a call. If you give them a call, they're going to give you up to 50% off plus free shipping. They love Turley Talkers, so they can't wait to talk to you. Give them a call at 888-597-0233. That's 888-597-0233. In fact, the first 100 callers to order will also get a free collagen sheet mask. I've got one. You're going to love it too. Again, that number is 888-597-0233. Now, Willis's disqualification from the Trump case was frankly just the beginning of the case's problems. Earlier this year, the Georgia Court of Appeals upheld the dismissal of 6 charges from the original indictment, including 3 that applied directly to Trump. Now, with the Michigan ruling casting doubt on the entire fake elector theory, Trump's attorneys have powerful precedent to argue that the Georgia case should be dismissed entirely. But many are arguing they don't even have to do that. And that's because whenever a DA is kicked off a case for prosecutorial misconduct, the case is invariably tainted. This is the historical precedent. Nobody wants to go near it with a 10-foot pole. And so this is why the Fulton County case seems to have just basically disappeared. Again, no prosecutor wants to go near it. So it basically withers away. And that's exactly what seems to be happening here. And even if it were to resurface, the Michigan ruling hands Trump's legal team a powerful weapon for any future proceedings in Georgia or anywhere else. It can now point to a judicial finding that alternative electors were exercising constitutional rights, not engaging in criminal conspiracy. It completely and totally destroys the fundamental premise of old Fanny's case. The convergence of all these factors, Willis's disqualification, the Michigan precedent, the pattern of failed prosecutions nationwide, and the appeals court's skepticism towards the charges themselves, it all suggests that the Georgia case is effectively dead, even if another prosecutor attempts to revive it. The collapse of the so-called fake elector prosecutions raises profound questions about the weaponization of the legal system for political purposes that we've been witnessing over the last few years, when case after case in multiple states struggle to even begin to prove criminal intent. It obviously suggests that the underlying legal theory is nonsense, and that what's really going on is weaponized legalism. It was the blatant attempt at weaponizing the law system against political opponents. With Michigan's case dismissed, Nevada's case in jurisdictional limbo, Arizona's prosecution in total disarray, and Willis disqualified from the Georgia case, the entire fake electoral prosecution strategy has completely crumbled. The Michigan ruling may well be remembered as the moment when judicial common sense prevailed over prosecutorial overreach. For Trump, this represents more than just legal vindication. It's validation of his consistent argument that he was exercising his constitutional rights to challenge what he and tens of millions of voters believed was a fraudulent election. Whether you agree with the claim or not, the Michigan ruling makes abundantly clear that believing in election irregularities and acting on those beliefs through legal channels cannot constitutionally constitute criminal conspiracy. Full stop, as a borderline illiterate auto pen Supreme Court justice would say. The domino effect that began in Michigan proves that the Democrats' lawfare tactics are in shambles. Thankfully, our legal system still has guardrails against the criminalization of political opposition, which means that the Michigan ruling and the collapse of Fannie Willis may have just changed the trajectory of American legal history forever. So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments section below. And remember, don't forget to try out Revive Collagen from our good friends over at Brightcore. Click the link below for 25% off your order, or for even better deal, give them a call. And they'll give you up to 50% off plus free shipping. Call them at 888-597-0233. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.